I get more nervous in this room than anywhere else.
It's on your radio right now.
Do you know how to pop that coochie for a good?
There you go.
It's the world's most dangerous morning show.
Shut the cameras, I'm about to f*** this up.
Good grief, what kind of show is this? My son listens to this show.
The Breakfast Club with DJ Envy,
the captain of this bitch.
With Angela Yee, the only one who can keep these guys in check.
With Charlamagne Tha God.
I'm a lovable asshole.
And this is the Breakfast Club, bitches.
USA!
Yo.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne Tha God.
Peace to the planet. It's Tuesday! No, is it? What's the
No, it's not Tuesday. What are you talking about?
Guess what day it is?
Oh, my goodness.
Guess what day it is?
Hump day!
You all right over there, bro?
No, you know what? Listen, man, the days are a blur to me. I really thought today was Tuesday. And you know why I knew today wasn't Tuesday?
Why?
I was like, today is my movie day. Because I got a clear schedule after the show today, and I need to catch up on my movie, so I was going to go see Spider-Man Homecoming. So I was like, it can't be Tuesday. It got to be Wednesday. And I was right.
Yeah, today is Wednesday.
I was wrong, but I was right.
Yeah, today is Wednesday. Angela Yee and I are still broadcasting from Miami. Yesterday was the All-Star game. We went. We had some great seats.
Yes.
The game seemed like it was dumb long, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, because it's baseball, the most boring sport in the world next to golf.
Yesterday was a long-ass game. American League won 2-1, but it was a long game.
2-1?
2-1. 10 innings.
You mean a Major League Baseball All-Star game, and all they can put is two runs on the board?
Pitching was that good. Pitching was amazing.
And
pitching
the catching was that good.
Yeah.
But shouldn't the hitting be just as good?
I guess so, but the pitching was great. He was striking mad people out. They couldn't really get too many hits off of him. It was a long game.
So you kind of admit that baseball would be better if everybody was on steroids?
Well, I don't know that it's that. It's still a long game.
It's always been a long, boring game, but it was more exciting when everybody was on steroids.
But they do have a lot of things that happen while you're there, like in between, so it's kind of fun.
Yeah.
Activities.
But they gotta figure something to speed it up a little bit. They gotta speed the game up a little bit. I'm not gonna lie. They gotta speed it up just a little bit.
Just
I don't know what they can
do.
Maybe 7-inning games, but it was a good game, though. I'm not gonna lie. It was
steroids.
A great game.
I haven't been to a baseball game in a minute, so. And when the weather's nice and you're with your friends, it is fun.
Yeah, absolutely. So that was
our
day.
I had a crazy morning so far. Trying to get here this morning because we are in Miami in the studio. It's kind of far. Well, we're not in Miami. We're in Miramar.
Right.
But it's kind of far from Miami, so. Envy and I left at the same time. Our driver that was coming to get us missed the entrance to the hotel, which makes you have another 15-minute drive. Because there's no U-turn for like 15 minutes. Then when I got here, the other car that I called actually missed the exit to get off to get here. But anyway, all that to say, that's why I try to make sure I get places early so that even when I'm late, I'm still on time.
Yeah, you just got here on time.
Right.
Now, Charlamagne, they announced you got a new show coming out. Tell us about this new show. It's a trolling show.
Oh, man, I told y'all trolls I was going to find a way to get my hands on y'all little asses, okay? I got an APB out on all you little pieces of pig feces, all you people that like to troll people behind cartoon avies and avies of your favorite artists. We are going to pull up on you, okay? And we've already been in production, so we done caught a few of you little mother effers, all right? But it'll be on MTV in September, I believe.
Now, is this people that are trolling you or other people?
Trolling other people. I haven't, put it like this. When I like your tweets and stuff now, it's probably because I'm about to investigate your little punk ass. So I'm definitely going to catch one of my little trolls sooner than later. But we're catching other people's trolls at the moment.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, that's like, remember they had that show where the celebrities would confront the person that was hating on them?
No, this ain't celebrities, though. These are
regular people.
Yeah, regular people can hit me up and say they're being trolled by such and such, and then we go investigate the page and find the person. And
I guess I got to stop trolling people. I got to stop trolling people. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, yesterday in baseball, Angela Yee and I are still out here in Miami. We watched the All-Star game. American League won 2-1. So congratulations to the American League. All right, now let's talk about LeBron James. It seems like this pizza investment paid off, huh?
Yeah, and I was really fascinated by this, and I was telling you about this when I first heard about this investment that he made, because that's why he was staying away from other endorsements, because he invested into Blaze Pizza. Now, great investment, because according to Forbes, Blaze Pizza has become the fastest growing restaurant chain in the United States. They actually have its 200th franchise opening that just opened. And LeBron is one of the investors. He's a franchisee, and he's endorsing the company as well. It was just founded back in 2011.
I seen one of those somewhere. I can't remember where I saw it at, though.
They have them in Jersey.
Maybe I actually had it.
Their pizza is really, really good. And what's great about it, it's all, like, basically made to order however you want it. They have a whole bunch of different ingredients that you can put on your pizza. It's healthier. It's made from scratch dough.
Really?
And it only takes about 3 minutes for
That's
your
it?
Pizza to be ready.
Isn't every pizza made to order, though? Like, when you go to, like, Pizza Hut, Domino's, like can't that internet
a lot home? Of those pizzas are already made. They just shove it in the oven when you come or heat it up.
Oh yeah, because you can only get because you could get certain toppings.
Yeah, you get whatever toppings you want at any pizza place. That's every pizza restaurant is made to order.
I thought so.
I don't know, but I had Blaze pizza before, and it definitely tastes healthier. It tastes fresher. It's really good.
Okay.
So
now let's talk about this sad news. I've been hearing this all morning. This girl got electrocuted by using her cell phone in the bathtub. Is that possible?
Apparently. Okay. Now she was a. They're trying to figure out exactly what happened as cops are investigating. But she's a 14-year-old girl in Texas. Her family said she was electrocuted in an incident involving her cell phone, Madison Coe. She was taking a bath, and they said she either plugged in her cell phone or grabbed a phone that was already plugged in. And there was a burn mark on her hand, the hand that would have grabbed the phone. It was very obvious that's what had happened.
She's dead?
Yes.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Who got
that part? She had just graduated from the 8th grade and everything, so I think there was like an extension cord, and then they saw the plug for the phone and everything, so they figured that's how it all went.
That's what it had to be. Like, she must have had the phone plugged up while she was in the tub. That's
and then the whole thing fell in.
Yeah, the thing fell in. Again, because iPhones don't electrocute you.
Not at all.
But that's crazy that it's that important to charge your phone that you're in the bathtub with an extension cord plugged for the phone.
Well, she probably was doing Rev Run where she was just sitting there reading her phone, and it was plugged in, and
I'm going to be honest with you. Who still takes baths? Like, I mean, the reason I would never take a bath is
takes baths?
I never, you know why? Because you're just recycling the dirty water. Like, when you get into the bathtub, when you're dirty, the water gets dirty, and then you wash with that dirty water. Like, if you take a shower, and then you jump in the tub later to relax, or the jacuzzi to relax, that's one thing. But just taking a bath to clean yourself is impossible.
I think it's nice sometimes, because when I actually just had got my house, when everything's brand new, and you have your own stuff that nobody else has used, and then you have, like, the bathtub with the jets in it and everything.
A little jacuzzi, yeah.
Yeah, and then you shower right after.
Okay. Shower before, because you're just washing yourself with dirty water.
But I would take a bath, and then when I get out, I'll
take
just
a shower.
Rinse off.
Absolutely. Now, let's talk quickly about Philando Castile and the buyout.
Yeah, so this is, of course, yet another slap in the face. What happened with the officer who was involved in the shooting of Philando Castile. He actually ended up getting a buyout of $48,500, the Minnesota police officer who was acquitted in last year's fatal shooting of Philando Castile. He's getting that as he leaves the suburban department that employed him at that time.
They got a bounty on black bodies, baby. They are rewarding police officers for gunning down unarmed black men. The man
getting a lump sum. Is that crazy?
Yes, sir.
We all saw the video. The man got fired. What the hell does he deserve some type of severance package for?
Because I'm sure he was found not guilty, so they have to. But that's effed up.
I don't get it. Like, you know,
well, he wasn't. They said he wasn't convicted of a crime. That's their rationale. They said under this agreement, the city is released from any lawsuits by the former officer Yanez.
So you get a bonus for taking out a black body.
Pretty much, that's what they're saying.
Kill somebody on camera, get fired from your job, but you still get paid.
Yep, and that's front page news. Now get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. Or maybe you feel blessed. 800-585-1051. Get it off your chest. We'll take your calls now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Wake up, wake up. Wake your ass.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed, we want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
This is Kiana.
Hey, Kiana, where you calling from?
Norfolk, Virginia.
Hey, 757. You upset? You need to vent, or are you blessed? Which one?
I'm upset, and I need to vent.
Go ahead, tell us why. What's wrong?
I'm upset because recently, me and my boyfriend broke up. And we broke up a little over a month ago. And now, he has a whole new girlfriend that he's living with.
A whole new girlfriend. As opposed to half of one. Got a whole new one. A whole new one.
Yeah, it's like I guess he's supposed to be in love with this woman. Like,
wow.
But why did y'all break up? Did you break up with him?
Yeah, I broke up with him.
Oh, you can't be sick then. You broke up with him.
Yeah, but I'm young. I'm 20 years old, and I felt like our relationship was moving a little too fast, faster than what I was ready for.
So basically somebody told you if you love something, let it go. If it comes back to you, it's yours. And it didn't come back?
Definitely didn't.
No.
So you broke up thinking you guys would get back together?
Yes, that was
that's
whole
never a good
thing.
Idea.
I didn't think he was going to go out here and find somebody to get a whole apartment and sign a lease with.
A whole apartment as opposed to half one.
Right.
Well, that's why you can't play games. Listen, that's why you can't play games with people.
I'm going to tell you what you should do, boo. Go get you a whole new penis, okay? Not 3/4 of a penis, not half one, a whole new one, okay?
Thank you for calling, mama. Sorry. Hello, who's this?
This is Brandon.
Brandon, what's up? Why are you upset this morning?
Well, I went to Dhoni Park on vacation last week. Well, good morning to all of y'all, by the way.
Good morning, sir.
You know, I'm blessed for morning. You know, I'm from the Bronx, New York, but I live in Boston now, you know, and I went to PA to Dhoni Park on vacation last week, you know, where one security guard who identified himself as an officer, you know, made me walk up to the security booth. And as soon as I went in, you know, the two rent-a-cop security guards tried to say that I pushed one of them and arrest me. Right. And I refused to talk without counsel present. I asked for counsel present the whole way. When I tell you guys, they violated so many of my rights. They didn't want to let me get a phone call. They didn't want to give me counsel before I saw the judge. You understand? They stripped me butt naked. They had me in isolation. They put me on suicide watch. Like, if I was crazy and delusional, my girlfriend posted $8,000 bail for me. She posted that $8,000 bail for me. They refused to release me.
Why they strip you naked?
That's all you care about, Charlamagne? Why they strip the naked? That's the only thing you can see that's wrong with this?
I just be trying to figure out why the people are such perverts. Why they strip you naked?
Because I refuse to get fingerprinted, and I refuse to identify myself without counsel present.
So they just said, you know what? Get naked, then, because you won't get fingerprints?
This is in Allentown, PA. Let me tell you something about everybody who I interacted with. Everybody who I came in contact with was of Caucasian European descent. You understand? So the fact that I didn't have nobody, you know, of my nationality there, and I was looked as a minority, they didn't give a judge, first of all, excuse my language. The judge, first of all, you know, she looked at the paper and she was arraigning me without even looking at me in my face. She looked at me as something subhuman.
Right.
You understand? And I really didn't like that.
And all because you allegedly pushed an officer.
Allegedly, correct.
Did you push him? Did you push the officer?
I swear to my daughter. My daughter's name is Liberty. I study law by myself at home. I'm not rich. I'm poor. You understand? Like, I work every day, and I never put my hands on this man. Never. I swear on my soul. Dhoni Park has so many cameras. They could go to all their cameras, and they would not find not one incident.
Right.
Not one section, one area that I put my hands on this gentleman.
So you feel like there's no way you would have been treated fairly at all under that situation?
At all.
They treated you like you weren't even a human being and there was no connection.
You need to get a good lawyer, bro. And oh, right. Thank God Dhoni Park has a lot
That's
of cameras so they can
even
see
have
everything.
To go through
when
that?
Did they put
they
your clothes back on?
Oh, come on. Bro, thank you for calling, man. Good luck with your situation.
Y'all don't have more questions? Like, I would really like to know when they put his clothes back on. You just going to strip me naked and then what?
I'm mad at you, Charlamagne. He said a whole bunch of things, and the only thing that you care about is how he was naked.
Because that's degrading. Like, I mean, the whole situation is discriminatory, but why am I naked right now?
Right. That's the next level of me trying to make you feel like you're not even...
Get it off your chest.
Yeah.
800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. Or maybe you feel blessed, call us up. Hello, who's this?
What up? This is Tony Petrone. How you doing, boss?
What's up, bro? Tell him why you mad.
I'm mad and I'm disappointed at the same time. And I want to speak on Philando Castile and the whole situation. I think it's messed up, man, that we're at a point in society where people are allowed to walk away, particularly people with power, man. I grew up in South Florida. I'm a white male. You know, people look at me like I'm Hispanic. I grew up in a mixed neighborhood. You know, we all stand together. And I think the problem is we're not standing together and holding people of authority accountable. You know, politicians walking away, getting away with shit. We got police officers killing young men. It doesn't matter if he's black, doesn't matter if he's white, doesn't matter if he's Hispanic. These people of authority need to be held accountable, and we need to stand together and stop this bullshit.
I'm going to be honest with y'all, brother. I agree with everything you're saying, except for the fact that we're not standing together. Like, people are standing together. It's just that the powers that be don't give a damn. Like, I mean, they got a march this weekend. The women's march is going to march on the NRA this Friday and Saturday in Fairfax, Virginia. You think those people care? Like, the powers that be don't give a damn? That's the problem.
Dante, line 9. Dante, good morning.
Good morning.
Why are you mad, Dante?
Man, I'm mad because I'm at work, and they doing everything they can to cut my overtime, bro. Everything. Like, they like, all right, write down everything what you're doing. Like, trying to clock me and watch everything I'm doing. And then, to top it off, they going to try to hire an temp to work my position. I'm like, I'm about to watch this train wreck.
That's because they don't want to pay you all that extra overtime money.
Man, but everybody else can do it. That's not the same skin color as mine. You see where I'm going, Angela?
Gosh. Mm.
So it's a race thing.
Yes, Charlamagne.
Let me tell you something, sir. I've never, ever heard the white man not wanting to work. So I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Well, they don't want to pay him for overtime.
Oh, they don't want to pay you for working.
They don't want to pay me for my overtime, bro.
Oh, okay. That's understandable.
800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, you could call us at any time. Or if you feel blessed, you can hit us up. Now, we got rumors on the way?
Yes, yeah, so let's talk about Dr. Dre. He has issued an apology. We'll tell you who he apologized to.
Okay. We'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning. Now, let's get to these rumors. Let's talk Dr. Dre.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yo.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
I have to say I'm really looking forward to watching that HBO docuseries, The Defiant Ones. Has anybody seen the first episode?
I haven't.
Oh, no, I thought it was one special. It's a bunch of episodes?
Yeah, I think it's like a four-part series.
Oh, no, I haven't seen it yet. I got too much content going on. I'm going to get to it, though.
No, I'm definitely going to get to that this weekend. Now, we all know that Dr. Dre has had a history of putting his hands on women, in particular Dee Barnes, who back in 1991, he assaulted her and they actually settled out of court. She said that he picked her up and began slamming her face and the right side of her body repeatedly against a wall near the stairway.
Now, who was Dee Barnes for people that don't know?
She was a host on a video show, right?
Yeah, what was that show called? I'm about to say The Box. It wasn't The Box, though.
No, it wasn't The Box.
What did Dee Barnes host? Now, this is going to bother me. I got Google right in front of me.
Yeah, can you find that out for me? But she was a well-known VJ that was hosting a video show back then.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, she settled with him outside of court. But he also has been accused of doing the same type of behavior toward Michelle A. All right, well, according to TMZ, the second part of The Defiant Ones, which is the documentary which features Dr. Dre's relationship with
Pump
Jimmy
It Up.
Iovine.
That was the show. Pump It Up.
Pump It Up. That was her show. Mm-hmm. He's going to actually address his violence towards women and his history of that. Here's what he has to say.
Any man that puts his hands on a female is a f***ing idiot. I was out of my f***ing mind at the time. I paid for it. I'm sorry for it. And I apologize for it. I have this dark cloud that follows me. It's a major blemish on who I am as a man.
I can't believe Dr. Dre actually spoke about that. That's one of the reasons that I didn't like his character in the Straight Outta Compton movie.
Well, a lot of people felt like he left that out of the movie.
Yeah, he made himself look like a superhero in the movie, and he didn't show any of his vulnerabilities and flaws. Mm. And he should have put that in there.
That was kind of how I felt about Diddy and Notorious as well. Like, it made him, you know, sometimes we all have things that we do that we mess up in life, and you can't make yourself look like you never messed up, especially because it's been documented.
Yeah, right. I mean, Diddy did look kind of like a loser in Notorious, though. I mean, like, when he got fired.
He seemed like a really nice guy, though.
When he got fired from Uptown and then he had to pull up on Big on the block, and Big didn't believe in him, he had a little loser side to him.
All right, Idris did an interview with Essence Magazine, and he says that he has no plans to get married again. He's been married twice already. He said, the idea of a third marriage, am I ever going to get remarried? I don't think so. Yeah, I don't think so. It's an institution of sorts, and I've done it. It's not for everybody. It's not my life's calling. So if you're planning to settle down and try to see if you can husband up with Idris Elba, it's not going to happen.
Oh, Idris just throwing it out there that, look, man, I'm just going to be smashing for the rest of my life. I'm getting up in age. I don't want to be committed. I just want to give this penis to who I want to give his penis to.
He's 44 years old, you know, and he's been focusing on Muay Thai boxing.
What the hell is that?
You never seen Ung Bak?
Umba.
Thai warrior.
I know Umar Johnson.
Anyway, it's like a martial arts. Mm. All right, Kim Kardashian has had to deny that she is on drugs. Now, she had posted a video on social media, and it looked like there was some powder on the table behind her, looking like cocaine a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, everybody's like, oh, man, guess who got caught? What do you see in this picture? And it looked like she was sniffing coke in the background. Well, she tweeted out, I do not play with rumors like this, so I'm going to shut it down real quick. That's sugar. from our candy mess with Dylan's candy.
Kim, right, come on.
Here's what she had to say.
Okay, you guys, I just got back to my hotel room. And look at this table, same position. It is still there. So we did go to Dylan's candy shop. I did think that it was our Pixie Sticks. But after all that, this table in the background is a marble table, you guys.
Kim, nobody cares about the truth when the lie is more entertaining, okay?
She got caught.
That's cocaine. All right, sorry. It is what it is.
She was denying it so much, it feels like maybe she might have. You know, she's denying it a lot.
If social media says cocaine, it's cocaine, damn it. All right.
It's way funnier, but, you know, it is definitely not a rumor to play with, though. She does have her kids, and she is married. So.
True.
I've never just had sugar laying on the table, though.
You didn't have coke laying there, though.
Yes. No, I'm kidding. Okay. I've never sniffed coke. Come on, guys.
Okay,
stop.
You're
down in Miami getting your Scarface on.
I told you, I'll never put anything up my nose. All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
Coke on your nostrils, sake on your breath.
Little cocaine.
Front page news up next. What are we talking about?
We are going to talk about an unfortunate situation, a teenage girl who died on her cell phone in the bathtub.
DJ NV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God, we are the Breakfast Club.
Now is women not wearing any makeup considered having their mask off?
Because
Wearing the makeup would be mask on, right?
Yes.
So salute to all the women out there that's going makeup free today. Mask off.
All right. Well, let's get in some front page news. Now, Angela Yee and I are out in Miami. Shout out to 103.5 The Beat. Now, we went to the Major League Baseball All-Star Game yesterday. The American League won 2-1. It was a long-ass game. Ten innings. Yeah, long game. But congratulations to the American League.
10 innings, the best the MLB has to offer, and all they can do is put 2-1 on the board.
Well, they had great pitches.
They said next season they're going to be doing a pitch clock in 2018.
How fast they throw the pitching? The pitches? That'd be dope.
They need to have a steroids game. One game, one night only. Everybody can use as much steroids as you want.
Yeah, how fast they throw the ball, right?
A clock.
That's what the clock was. They had to clock the ball to see how fast they throw. Right? That's what they were doing.
Yeah, some of them pitches be over 100 miles per hour.
100 miles an hour, yeah. Now let's talk about LeBron James.
LeBron James has invested in Blaze Pizza. Now, I talked about this when it first happened because he first became an investor back in 2012. He's part of a group that owns one-third of Blaze Pizza, and they're saying that is the fastest-growing restaurant chain in the United States. They have now their 200th franchise about to open on Tuesday. Huge deal, huge investment, so congratulations to LeBron for that.
Yeah, that's dope. They said they're making a lot of money. He actually turned down $14 million from McDonald's to start Blaze Pizza. So.
Yeah, he was like, I'm not doing endorsements with any other companies.
Why do an endorsement when you can be an owner? That makes way more sense when you got equity in a company. That's all of our ball out here trying to do, but y'all giving them flack for that. Man don't want to just be a worker. The man want to be an owner.
Now, if you want to do Blaze Pizza, their franchise fee is $30,000 per restaurant and a 5% royalty fee.
Really?
That's not that bad, no. But they're saying that the first typical investment to create your own company and to build out the store is about $300,000.
Get you a couple partners
yep. And get yourself popping. Now, also, let's talk about this girl that got electrocuted.
Oh, such a sad story. A 14-year-old girl, she's in Texas, and her parents found her unresponsive, and that is because they feel like she must have gotten electrocuted from using her cell phone in the bathtub, but it was also plugged in at the time. They saw burn marks on her hand. That would have been the hand that she was holding the phone with. So, yeah, very unfortunate. There was an extension cord, and then her phone was plugged into the extension cord, and she had the phone in the bathtub.
It ain't that serious, Ma. Them Snapchats can wait. Them tweets can wait. You know what I'm saying? Them text messages to your little friends can wait. Okay.
Her family really, really wants to raise awareness of what happened with her death.
Yeah, that's scary.
To prevent that from happening to other families in the future.
I mean, honestly, that should kind of be common sense, though. I mean, like, you don't play with electricity in the bathtub. So you don't take an extension cord, stick it in your iPhone charger, whatever kind of phone you had, so it can reach into the bathtub. Like, that.
You know, and she was 14 years old. She might have just thought it might have been charging, like, away from the bathtub, and maybe her phone went off and she tried to grab it. Who knows exactly what happened? But don't even play around like that.
You know what?
For the time that you're in the bathtub, the shower, whatever, you don't got to be on your phone.
And she's dead?
Dead.
Jesus Christ, man. God bless her and her family.
Goodness gracious. That's front page news. Now, When we come back, we got to talk Conor McGregor,
No, we ain't talking no Conor McGregor, Floyd Mayweather until next hour, okay? We need to talk about something that happened with you this week that we just breezed by, and it has been bothering me all week long, okay?
What?
This was Monday. Y'all been down in Miami having good time, coke all around your nostrils, and some freaky, kinky stuff is going on.
Definitely
all right?
Not.
Now,
what are you talking about?
I want y'all to, this is a flashback to Monday. DJ Envy said this.
This is why I'm mad.
You sharted?
No, I held the elevator for somebody, and I asked what floor. He told me 22, so I pushed 22, and he slapped me on my ass and said, thank you.
Oh, you're giving off a nice little gay vibe. You probably had your little pants sagging, you know what
why
I'm saying?
Why did somebody do that to you?
He slapped me right on my ass. He slapped me, pow, good job. And I didn't know how to take that.
So what did you say?
I didn't say anything. I didn't know what to say. What do you say when
you
somebody slaps your butt?
You
know what you say when somebody slaps your butt? Gay! now listen,
oh,
right?
Boy.
This was Monday.
Right.
And we discussed it, you know, in that moment. But it's been bothering me all week. I'm like, how Envy just let a man slap him on his ass? Some complete stranger. Y'all ain't playing no basketball. Y'all ain't playing no flag football. Y'all ain't playing freeze tag. Nothing. Ain't no good play going on. How does man just randomly slap you on your ass and you just walk away from that?
Well,
said you was with your wife. That's what you said to me later when I asked you about it. You was like, your wife was with me. Like, that even made it better. I was like, why you let a man grab your ass? He goes, my wife was with me. What that mean? What that got to do with anything?
He was an older white man.
Okay.
So what is, so you're now.
So you let old white men slap you on that?
You got a sugar daddy?
You would have got your buck broke back in the day. What do you mean? You just look, old, just because he old and white?
What are you going to say?
You letting a man slap you on the ass?
He said, good job. He slapped me on the ass. I said, what are you supposed to do?
Good job for what?
I'm supposed to fight the old white man?
Good
what am I supposed to do?
What? Good job
I don't
for
know.
What? You wasn't doing anything.
I pushed the right button for him. I don't know.
Wow.
Hold on to your butts.
Wow. So he slapped you on the ass just because you pressed the right button for him. He happy that a nigga can count? What are you talking about? You
know, I don't know.
Happy
he said,
you know
good job.
Like,
yeah, your wife was with you, though, right?
Yeah, she was there.
Gia was there. Now, how did Gia react? Gia's actually in the room with us right now.
Put Gia on the microphone, you.
Babe, come here, sweetie.
Yeah, put...
Yeah, we just
matter of fact, when we come back, we're going to
we need
to talk to Envy's
wife.
When
we come back,
we're
going to talk to Gia because
I need to
know
how
she
felt about
this.
Man. This is
he said good. It wasn't like it was sexual. He didn't cuff the ball, the ass,
so
or reach under.
Let me ask you, what if Gia would have pressed the button?
Then we'd have had to fight. I'd have to fight.
Oh, so you'll fight.
So you don't fight for
yourself.
You'll
fight the old white man if he slapped your wife's ass, but not when he slapped your ass. I don't understand this, bro.
That's interesting.
You let a whole white man grab your ass.
He was a whole white man. 800-585-1051. When we come back, what do you do when somebody slaps you on your ass?
No, don't make it a generic question. If you're a grown-ass man and another grown man slaps you on the ass, how do you respond? Okay? Trying to make it all generic.
He said, good job. All right, we'll take your calls when we come back. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, I got into a little incident a couple of days ago.
I don't like, no. Don't set it up like that. You ain't getting to no little incident. You got sexually assaulted on Monday. Tell them what happened.
I got sexually assaulted on Monday. Me and my wife was in the elevator, and this older white man came in the elevator with three younger ladies. Mm-hmm. And he was like, hey, I was like, what floor? He said 22, so I pushed 22.
You think he was trying to recruit you?
No, he wasn't trying to recruit me. So I pushed 22, and then he smacked me in my ass. Pow! Good job.
All right, now, Gia, your wife was with you. Gia, can you come here for a second? I just wanted to ask you. Sorry, I keep making Gia get up. She's in here lounging. We're in Miami. Now, Gia, do you think it's weird that a man doesn't know your husband on the butt in front of you?
I mean, it was definitely weird.
Okay, do you think that was the proper reaction? Should he have felt like, I mean, sir, please don't touch me?
Real talk, he told me he liked it.
Now, Gia.
He was like, that was all right.
Gia, did y'all have sex when y'all got back to the hotel room?
He was like, that was all right.
And then later on that night.
Can Gia hear me? Did y'all have sex? Did you have sex with your wife when you got back to the room?
I did have sex with my wife when
so
I got back to the
room. So basically, that white man gave you foreplay and turned you on.
That white man did not give me foreplay.
No, that white man turned you on, bro.
That white man did not turn me on. I am not into older white men, okay?
I can't tell you. Let an older white man just slap you on the ass. Let me tell you something. Planet of the Apes is coming out Friday.
What does that mean?
I don't know. But it's a correlation between black people and monkeys and white supremacy. And you cannot be having white men just slapping you on your ass just because they want to. All right.
Now, behind the scenes, Gia did tell me that later on that night in the bedroom, Envy did say, can you do with that man in the elevator?
I did not say that. Y'all lying. Let's go to the phone lines.
You know what, man? Sometimes you really put the queen in Queens.
Shut up. Hello, who's this?
Yo, what's good? It's Josh, man. Good morning, y'all.
Josh was popping
out. Were you on the elevator with Envy?
No, he was not. Shut up.
What do you do?
You get in the elevator, right, bro? And an older white man, he must have been, let's say, 50 years old, 55 years old, slaps you on the ass and says, good job.
Right. I think you were supposed to say something, Envy. Like, you ain't got to fight the man, but you just let it slide like it was cool.
Word up,
he
man.
Was drunk. He was drinking.
Do you know back in the day, slave masters used to have sex with black men? They call it breaking the buck.
Nobody's breaking my buck now.
He broke the beige buck. That's what he was trying to do.
If you ever been around white drunk people, they do that. They get fairly smack you in the ass, hug you. That's what white drunk people do.
Let me ask you a question. On a scale of one to E.J. Johnson, how gay do you feel? Right now.
Leave E.J. Johnson out of this. Let's go to the next line. Hello, who's this?
This is Chevy.
Hey, what's up, bro?
What's going on, man?
You get in the elevator, a white man asks you to push the button. You push the button. He's kind of tipsy. He slaps you on the ass
and
says, good job.
You're adding more things onto
it. It's the truth.
Yeah, now all of a sudden the white man drunk. You the one that sound drunk.
What do you
do? White man slapped me on the ass, man. I'm going to have to whoop his ass, man. I can't. We ain't playing no games, nothing like that on the elevator, especially if I'm with my wife.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm going to whip his ass, but I'm going to definitely curse him out, and I'm going to call the police and tell him I got sexually assaulted. You're not going nowhere. Citizen's arrest, nigga. You ain't going to just sexually assault me and think you're going to get away with it.
Okay? 800-585-1051. See, I got into a little incident on Monday.
Ain't now, no little incident.
Charlamagne, what would you have said if that was you?
Well, I'm going to be honest with y'all. Like, all right, I'm just being loud this morning.
It sounded like you guessed.
Y'all don't remember that morning when I came in here and I told y'all that somebody in this building slapped me on my ass?
Right.
Was it in the bathroom or something?
I was just walking down the hall for no goddamn reason. I wasn't pushing no buttons on no elevator. And he was like, what's up, man? And he smacked me on the ass. And
did you do?
I just kind of froze. I was in a little state of shock. I really didn't know how to reply. I'm not even gonna lie to you. I didn't know how to respond.
Okay, so you kind of did the same thing Envy did.
This was a couple years ago, and
it doesn't matter when it was.
It wasn't a couple years ago. It was a couple months ago. I remember you telling the story.
I might step to him today, matter of fact, man. Because I saw him. I've been avoiding him ever since that. I might step to him today and just be like, hey, I appreciate you slapping me on the ass a couple years ago, man.
We need you to come with that same energy.
800-585-1051. Was it white man?
It was definitely a white man.
See, white men out here slapping us on the asses.
I work with some bitches.
What do you do? Call us up now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ NV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, a couple of days, I got into a little incident. I was minding my business. I got on the elevator. There was an older white man there. He had three ladies with him, and he asked me to push the floor. So I pushed the floor, and he slapped my ass. So we're asking 800-585-1051. What do you do if this situation happens to you? Hello, who's this?
Yo, man, it's Dutch 904 Beats, man, out of Duval County.
Exactly.
Hey, man, you can't be letting no white man touch on you, DJ Envy. You the khaki color killer, bruh.
I don't know that you should have killed him.
He should have cursed him out or something.
Man, no. He was sitting there plotting on your light skin butt at the elevator. He said, man, I can't wait. Oh, you pressed the button. Let me get that.
He did it in front of three young ladies and your wife.
Hey, man,
I don't know, man. Yeah, you ain't got your homie back like that. You were supposed to say, hey, man, let me touch it on my property like that.
That is true.
Fight different. The white guy.
But what if the old white man would have said, what if the old white man would have said, your property? All these niggas still belong to us.
Hello? Who's this?
This Butler got swag.
Butler got
you
swag.
Said your butt got swag.
His butt got swag. Now, butt got swag. What you going to do if you in the elevator and the white man slap you on your ass?
I'm going to do what you supposed to do. If anybody touch your ass, whoop his ass.
Hey, okay, I don't know that he should have did that.
You can't be just beating people up.
I mean, the truth of the matter is that is sexual assault. I believe in equality. So if a man grabs your ass and it's not warranted, you either call the police or you got the right to go upside his head.
Hey, but look, this is what I wanted to say. DJ Envy, I kind of think you kind of like want to flip sides because this ain't the first time somebody done smacked your ass.
It's not the first time.
This is actually the second time. This is actually the second time.
Refresh my memory, sir. What happened?
You always, You said you was in the club and you was playing good music and somebody came up you and tapped your ass and told you good job and you said the same thing you just said.
God
you didn't know what to
damn.
Do.
Envy, you turned.
Envy, at some point, Envy, you gotta know what to do.
Envy, you turning into a whole hoe out here.
You claim to be a killer, but I smacked your butt.
Hello, who's this?
It's Imani. How are you?
Imani, what's up, mama?
Hi. First of all, you let a grown man touch your behind?
A whole grown man.
You can't let no grown man touch your behind, and you cannot do that. You didn't break his fingers or nothing, and your wife was there. What did she say?
She was like,
I mean, she didn't say nothing.
He said that
either.
He liked it.
No, I didn't like it.
You turning into a whole hoe out here, bro. Like,
he was a little tipsy.
Come on. No, you cannot do that. Like, I now have to question you. But your wife, oh my God. Like, I feel you have to crack his hand or something. You have to do
it was
something.
An older white man. He was a little tipsy. What
why
am I
does
doing?
It matter what the color of his skin was?
And why does it matter if he was drunk?
I'm just saying what he was.
And you keep saying he an older white man, like the white privilege entitles him just to grab your ass when he
no,
wants to.
No, I'm just saying he was an older guy.
I'm just saying,
drunk.
Baby, the problem here now is that I feel like when people see you out now, every man is going to feel like it's okay to smack you on the butt.
That's
because
not,
you still don't know how to react.
That's not okay.
Well, I just want to tell you, Envy, that sexual assault victim and prevention resources has a website. They got a 24-hour crisis hotline, 714-957-2737. Thanks. You can find them on Facebook as well as Twitter. Okay?
I'm going to tell them don't touch my body, all right? What's the moral of the story?
The moral of the story is you turn it into a whole hoe out here. All right? That's the moral of the story. Damn it.
We got rumors coming up, E.
We're going to talk about Jay-Z and Beyonce. Jay-Z said that he realized that their marriage was built on lies. They actually both realized that. Plus, we'll talk Conor McGregor versus Floyd Mayweather. Some controversial things happened.
All right. We'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club.
Listen up. This
just in. All the gossip. The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Jay-Z put out a short film, Footnotes for 444, where he talks about relationships. He has appearances by Kenya Barris, Chris Paul, Kendrick Lamar, Jesse Williams, Amari Hardwick, Anthony Anderson, Aziz Ansari, Chris Rock, Rel Smith, Will Smith, and Meek Mill, amongst others. They're talking about relationships and their upbringings as well. A lot of things that Jay-Z said on there that I've never heard him say before, which is the way to do it, right? Put it on your own album, make people watch and hear it there. Mm-hmm. So here's what Jay-Z had to say about love.
What I thought was when I met my dad was, oh, I'm free to love now. But it's like, okay, yeah, but how are you gonna do it? You've never done this before. No one informs you how to do this. You don't even have the tools to do it. Oh no, but I'm gonna do it because I'm ready. And that's why I say, you mature faster than me. I wasn't ready. I just ran into this place and we built this big, beautiful mansion of a relationship. You know what I mean? That wasn't totally built on the 100% truth.
All right, he also talks about Beyonce and he had this feeling that he never felt before. You guys know what that feels like.
Yeah, it's called love and gas.
I was on the boat and I had the best time. And I was like, man, this is great. And then she had to leave and I was like crushed. And I was like, man, I don't even feel like this. Like what is happening to my body right now? And I was just like, don't go. And I was like, did I just say, you know, all this is new for me. Like, don't leave.
I'm going to be honest
so
with you, Hov.
Cute.
I'm going to be honest with you. What? This is new to us, too. I don't like hearing you sound like this, man.
I was thinking the same thing.
You're making me uncomfortable.
Gosh.
Jay-Z sound like he's going through puberty. Like, Jay, keep it in the music, brother. I don't want to hear you talk about
he said,
this, man.
But it just shows
crushed.
How closed off he was until
good,
he met the love
good.
Of his
keep
life.
Good, good. Keep closed off.
Dope.
Keep it in the music.
I think that's great because it shows people that you can be mature.
Yeah, we got
to
express ourselves,
man. You don't have to always be so cool.
Yeah, that's dope.
You can have that feeling about somebody. And
yeah, that feeling about your wife, Charlamagne.
Absolutely.
I got that feeling about mine.
But,
so.
But all I need is the 444 album. I don't need to hear interviews and stuff like that. I don't need to hear
crushed.
That.
Not
happy for him.
But sometimes that makes you connect more feelings. To the song.
Absolutely.
No. All right, now he also talks about letting Beyonce hear 444.
I just played it. We've been in that space where we just got to a place where we like, yeah, in order for this to work, we got to really just... This can't be fake, not one ounce. I'm not saying it wasn't uncomfortable, because obviously it was, but because we've been doing it for so long, it was less uncomfortable.
All right, so there's a lot
I'm still
of great
uncomfortable.
Gems on this. If you're uncomfortable, but this is what he wanted to do.
Where is that at? On Tidal?
Yes.
I didn't see that. And I'm not watching it either. I'm just going to keep listening to 444.
All right, but there's other people telling their stories as well, like I told you before. Pretty interesting. Jesse Williams talks about what happened with his relationship. He was in a relationship for 13 years. But you got to watch it to hear what everybody has to say.
Jesse Williams dating a white woman now, right?
Minka Kelly.
Okay.
Allegedly. All right. Now, Floyd Mayweather and Conor McGregor, oh my gosh, they are on this four-stop tour promoting their boxing match, which is going down August 26th. By the way, they did get the T-Mobile Arena. They did work it out with Ice Cube and the Big Three for them to get that space.
Yeah, they were going to get that space.
Of course they were. Now, this event is going to air on Showtime. They expect it will generate hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue. And here is some of what it sounds like when the two of them get together.
He's in a f***ing tracksuit. He can't even afford a shoe anymore. He is f***ed. There's no other way about it. His little legs, his little core, his little head. I'm going to knock him out inside four rounds. Mark my words.
I don't see that happening, but I will say this. Conor McGregor has the kind of confidence that makes you believe he could beat Floyd Mayweather, but I don't see it.
Absolutely.
All right, now Floyd, by the way, has his own predictions. Here's what Floyd Mayweather had to say.
I ain't back down for no motherfucking body. You line him up, and I knock him down like bowling pins. And August 26th, I'm going to knock this bitch out, too. Because you can choose which way you want to go. And I'm guaranteeing you this. You're going out on your face, or you're going out on your back. Now, which way you want to go?
Wow.
Which way you want to
hey.
Go? Wow. That's right. Sit quiet, you little bitch.
If you heard those words in prison, you would be terrified.
Right? I'm terrified
you're
now.
Going down on your face or on your back. Now, which way you want it to go,
I
little
like
bitch?
It.
Jeez.
All right, and here's one thing, though, that had the internet going crazy, because the way that Conor McGregor spoke to Floyd Mayweather Jr. sounded quite racist.
Dance for me, boy. Dance for me, son. Dance for me.
Yeah, he need to come to the front of the congregation.
Dance for me, boy.
Like where did that come from? Were they playing music? Dance
come
for me, boy.
Like, what then, was that
and then,
about?
And then he did his hands like he had the money, like he was shuffling the money like in the script club. I didn't appreciate
wow.
that at all.
You cannot say no dance for me, boy.
Because the truth of the matter is, ain't nobody doing more shucking and jiving in this situation than Conor McGregor. All right.
Now, Floyd Mayweather Sr. had some things to say about the dance for me, boy line. Here's what he said.
I don't know what that got to do with racing. This is a boxing match. I don't know what they got to do with the racing.
So he didn't feel like there's anything racist about that statement.
He don't know what's going on.
Nah, he don't know.
He just out there.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report. Well,
thank you, Missy. So, Charlamagne, who we giving donkey today?
Conor McGregor got to come to the front of the congregation. We like to have a word with him. Plus, this is a teachable moment. I don't want our Caucasian cousins to make the same mistakes, because some of them simply don't know. That's all.
Okay. All right. We'll get to that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkeys of the Day, ask Charlamagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed way.
So like a donkey? Yee-haw.
Okay.
Donkey of the Day.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, July 12th goes to Conor McGregor. Now, if you don't know who Conor McGregor is, he's an MMA fighter, and he's Floyd Mayweather's next opponent. Now, I have no desire to pay for this fight. I'll watch it, but I'm not paying for it. But after yesterday's press conference, I'm more interested in this fight than I was, but it's $99. I'm not paying $99 to see this. But after yesterday's press conference, I was willing to spend at least $50. But $99? Absolutely not. Okay? But a new level of interest happened for me yesterday because for the first time in a long time, I found myself really wanting Floyd Mayweather to kick somebody's ass. It's not that I was rooting against Floyd at any time. I just didn't have a reason to root for him. But yesterday, Conor McGregor made me absolutely positively want to see him get his ass kicked. See, I love racial jokes, okay? But I hate racial epithets. Did I pronounce that right? Oh, man.
Hold on.
Round of applause from you, real quick.
There's
a round of applause.
There you go.
For the execution of epithets, okay? All right? All right? But I hate those unless they are used in a joke, okay? When they are just used freely, it really grinds my gears. And yesterday during the press conference, Conor McGregor said this while addressing Floyd Mayweather.
Dance for me, boy. Dance for me, son. Dance for me.
Now, there's a lot of layers to this. okay? And I'm using this as a teachable moment to my Caucasian cousins to keep y'all out of trouble, all right? I don't think Conor McGregor is racist. I just think he simply doesn't know. So I'm just letting my Caucasian cousins know so they don't make the same mistake, okay? Now, on a scale of one to the N-word, it's a few racial slurs you have to get through. I would say when a white person calls you boy, that's not quite the N-word. But it's closer to monkey. If N-word is a 10, monkey is a 9. So boy is probably like an 8, okay? You may not think boy means anything, but you've never heard boy from a racist bigot, crack-ass cracker from down south. Let me let you hear how this sounds.
Get over here, boy.
Play it one more time for me one time. I just want you to feel this one.
Get over here, boy.
Ah, it makes my skin crawl,
ew,
man. Okay? In the words of the militant midget, one of the greatest urban philosophers of any generation, Michael from Good Times.
Boy is a white racist word.
Period. Okay? Used during slavery and the Jim Crow era to indicate black men were of lower social status. Now, add on top of that, the fact that Conor McGregor didn't just call him a boy, he told him to dance, boy. Right? I don't know if it was the movie Bamboozled. I don't know if it's the old minstrel cartoons where you used to see the black character doing a little jig. I don't know if it was Bojangles or slaves dancing for the pleasure of their master. But don't tell me to dance, boy, dance, okay? If anything, Conor, Floyd got you dancing because you would never be getting that kind of payday if it wasn't for him. And don't you forget that. All right, Conor, you telling Floyd to dance, but you the one who out there shucking and jiving. He had the words F you stitched in his suit. If a black person was to do that, they would say it's cooning. So don't ask Floyd Mayweather to dance for you because I don't know if you know it or not, but if this was a slave versus master dynamic, you work for Floyd in this situation, sir. Now, as I said earlier, I just don't want my Caucasian cousins to ever make this mistake. So just know if you ever sound like Conor McGregor sounded, if you ever say this,
dance for me, boy. Dance for me, son. Dance for me.
To people like me, you sound like this.
Nigga run, nigga flow, nigga tore his shirt in two. Run, run, a paddy roll will get you. Run, nigga run, well, you better get away.
Dance for me, boy. Dance for me.
Please give Conor McGregor the biggest hee-haw, please.
Well, right. Well.
Still have no all interest right in seeing the fight, though. I'm not paying $99 for it.
But you would pay $50, so I'd pay $50. You up to
after
50,
yesterday,
so let's see what else
happened. Yeah, after yesterday, I'd pay for $50.
It's getting in for you, huh?
So you telling me that he has to use more racial epithets and racial slurs for me
and
to pay
for you to root
$100?
For Floyd Mayweather Jr. and want to see him kick somebody's ass.
Okay, mm-hmm. Add that great American spice called racism to it. I might pay $99, maybe.
My goodness. All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today. When we come back, ask Yee. 800-585-1051. If you got a question for Yee, call her up right now. Phone lines are wide open. She'll help you with your problems, help with your relationship, all that good stuff. Call her now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's Ask Yee time. You need relationship advice. 800-585-1051. Let's go to line 4. Hello, who's this?
It's Bobby.
Hey, Bobby. What's your question for Yee?
All right, Miss Yee, you look like a pretty fashionable female, so I'm going to ask you, when you're dating, and a year or so into the dating, you notice that the female has stopped getting herself done. She stopped with the hairdos, stopped with the new shoes, and now it's just boiled down to nasty T-shirts, spandex, and flip-flops. How do you let them know that this is now, you know, turning you off? You're going down a downhill slope.
So when you first met her, she was dressed cool. You liked the way she looked, but now she's just not taking care of herself.
Well, you find this in most relationships. These females make it damn, and then they start to get relaxed. But you have to accept this, and you don't want to deal with that. You know, you
now, are there other things going on in her life? Is she, you know, having problems at work? Is she going through anything?
No, you know, females, they come with that body image. You know, a lot of females have the body image, and as guys, we respect that. But we always want you to look your very best. But what ends up happening is they want you to just accept what's already there. Like, there's no more upgrade that's going to happen.
You know, because I've dated guys in the past that I didn't like the way that they dressed, but they didn't come in dressing well. I had to kind of be helpful to them. And sometimes people are very sensitive when you try to give them advice on things like that. But it sounds like you guys know each other well enough that you should be able to tell her something straight up. And you should let her know. First of all, I would initiate a shopping trip for us to go on together where you can actually go. And I always believe in positive reinforcement. You should tell her things like, you know what? I really love when you wear things like this, or I saw something that would look really good on you. And you should maybe talk to her like, is something going on with you? Because I know when we first got together, you dressed a certain way. You were really put together. And now it just seems like you just don't care so much anymore.
Good advice, Ian. I've tried that. I'm on my intellectual side. I'm a fashionista myself, so if I feel something's wrong, I'm going to check you on it. My mom said that if you got a problem with something that a woman's wearing, don't complain about it. Replace it. That's
okay,
what I
Okay, so
did.
Now what did she say when what happened when you did that?
You can't buy something for this particular person. They're too picky. This doesn't look right, that doesn't look right, and then it always goes back to the flip-flop suspender.
All right, well, maybe y'all need to go together to go shopping. But yeah, she's got to stop being so lazy. But I can't help but feel like if she did used to dress better, there might be something going on with her mentally that has her feeling self-conscious. Like, did she gain some weight that she feels like she has to wear spandex all the time because the jeans don't fit her right?
Okay. Well, let me just add this for the females that might be listening. Men, we do not appreciate women that walk out of the house with flip-flops and your feet ain't done. That halfway nail polish off your feet and all that, we don't dig that. Y'all got to get it together, and we do not like women who wear flip-flops all day. Put some sandals on. Put some wedges on.
All right. I feel you. And listen, and I just want to say that when you do discuss these things with her, don't do it in a way where she's going to feel like she's trying to fight you on it. Do it in a way where we're in this together. It's always got to be a togetherness thing. Like, girl, oh, you haven't had time to get a pedicure? Come on, let's go take care of that. I want to make sure my girl looks her best. You got to do things in a way that makes her feel good.
When you're on Revolt, we watching you. We peeping your outfits, so keep it up, all right?
All right, man. Thank you. I dress very comfortably.
All right.
Well, it's early.
Ask Yee, 800-585-1051. If you got a question for Yee, call her right now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Hello, who's this?
This is Kim. Hi,
hey, Kim.
DJ Envy.
Hey, good morning, Mama. What's up?
Oh my gosh. Okay, so basically what happened was me and my fiance, we had threesomes, and I told him I didn't really want to do it, like, after a while. Mm-hmm. And I basically caught him on a dating app.
Jeez.
And he said the reason why that he did it was because he was looking for another threesome for us, but he had already
said he wasn't doing it.
Exactly. And I was like, I'm not, like, I want to be focused on something else right now. Like, let's focus our energy on, like, moving and stuff. But I don't know. And, like, he told me, he was like, well, it wasn't even like that. I said, but you put right there that you're single. If you're looking mm-hmm. for a threesome for us, then you want to put that in the first place, you know?
Right.
So I don't know. Like, I want to stay with him because I love him. He's good with my daughter. But I don't know. Like,
okay, well, what you do know is that he was not doing that for both of you together to look for a threesome. He was on there pretending that he was single because he wanted to go out and meet other women.
Yeah.
You know that, right? Because he didn't put it out there what he was looking for.
How old are you, Mom? I'm just curious.
He shouldn't be on a dating app.
I'm 32.
Okay.
He shouldn't be on a dating app if he's in a relationship with somebody. That's very sneaky. If that was something that he really was trying to do for both of you, you would have known about it. He would have came to you and said to you, hey, look, let's look at this together. Let's find somebody. He's over there soliciting other people and misrepresenting himself and misrepresenting you and your relationship.
Yeah, and that's what I told him. I was like, well, why didn't you tell me that in the first place if that's what you were looking for? And he was like, oh, well, I forgot. It slipped my mind. Because I made it really fast.
Right. And here's the thing is, it's disrespectful for him to think that he can tell you some BS like that and you're going to believe it. And I know you want to believe it because you love him. And I know you want to believe it because you have your daughter there. And it's the easier thing to do is to just say, okay. Because we talk ourselves into things that we want to believe. I don't want to think that you were cheating on me. I don't want to think that you want to cheat on me. I don't want to think that you would step out of this relationship. I don't want to think that I don't know who you are as a real person. I want to believe what you're telling me, but he's not being honest. So the first thing that you need to do is make him be honest with you. And the second thing you need to do is let him know that I do not accept this. Because if you stay with somebody when they do things like that to you and you act like you believe what they're doing, why would they ever stop?
That's true. Thank you, Yee. And I
have to make sure you let him know.
All the time, by the way.
Okay, you let him know that it's not acceptable, it's not okay, and that those are not things that he's supposed to do. Now, if you guys can work out your relationship, that's great. And if you can't, you have to be ready to make those ultimatums because ultimately it's about you. You got to do what's right for you and your daughter.
Well, good.
Yeah,
that's
true.
Thank you.
Okay. All righty now.
Okay. It's really important not to set that precedent where I let you get away with doing all kinds of things behind my back and I'm cool with it.
Absolutely right. All right. Ask ye 800-585-1051. Now, when we come back, we got some rumors, ye?
Yes, we are going to talk about Michael Jackson. You might be excited about something new that's coming from Michael Jackson. Also, do you know what the video is now that has the most watched hits on YouTube? You know what it used to be?
No, what was it?
Gangnam Style.
Oh.
Over a billion views. Now we'll tell you what has surpassed that.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On the Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
Yes, are you excited about CBS? They're going to be doing a new animated Michael Jackson Halloween special. It's an hour-long animated special. It's going to premiere this fall on CBS, and it's going to follow the story of millennials Vincent and Victoria, who meet up on Halloween at 777 Jackson Street. They meet up at This Place Hotel. Inside the hotel, two of them go on a journey of discovery. They're going to try to find the soundtrack of the King of Pop's greatest hits, with the finale with a dance number with an animated Michael Jackson.
I got a feeling that Vincent's going to get lost in that house somewhere, and then Michael's, and then he's going to pop up with Michael, and Michael's like, found him. I got a feeling.
Well, co-executives are going to be the estate of Michael Jackson, so that's nice that they're also involved in this as well.
I don't want to see Michael in a Halloween special, though. Michael's dead. You know what I'm saying? It's a little spooky when you're dead and they put you in a Halloween special. Maybe something else.
Christmas, or something.
I don't know.
I'm not mad about it, though, because
the whole Thriller thing, I get it.
Yeah, but he's dead. And there haven't been, a lot of great Halloween specials. You know, there's certain things you watch around the holidays. I feel like sometimes we need new things to watch.
Don't nobody care about Halloween. Halloween is like candy corn. That's why Halloween, nobody cares about Halloween.
I used to love Charlie Brown's Halloween special when they used to play that all the time.
Oh, yeah, the pumpkin? Well, that's what it was, right? I thought that was Thanksgiving. I don't know.
Thanksgiving? Or pumpkins or Halloween. All right, now let's talk about what is the most watched video on YouTube. It used to be Psy's hit Gangnam Style. Do you know how many views that has right now?
How many?
If you just had to guess, because that's actually the first video to reach a billion views.
I say 4 billion.
Gangnam Style has almost 3 billion views on YouTube. It has 2.895. But now, Wiz Khalifa and Charlie Puth have 2.898 billion views. So congratulations to them. Yes, can you believe that? See You Again.
That's another song I hate. I told Wiz Khalifa that. That song is so sad and so depressing, yo. That song and Man in the Mirror by Michael Jackson, I can't listen to. It makes me feel like how, you ever seen My Girls with Macaulay Culkin? And he got stung by the bees at the end, and then he died, and then at the funeral, she was like, his glasses, you can't see it out of his glasses. That's what that song reminds me of.
Well, clearly some people like it, because almost 3 billion people have watched it.
Yeah, people love being depressed, and people dying every day.
All right, now let's discuss Kevin Gates. Drika, his wife, has said that she's going to put out his new project. She said, by the way, working on Kevin's new project right now, and I'm not going to lie, I'm nervous as F because I'm not getting any input from him, and he's fully entrusted me with everything, so there's a lot of pressure. I respect real artists and their artistry, and to be making all of the decisions is scary, but rest assured, the music is always fire as F. So she wrote that on her Twitter to let you know that she's going to be putting out his next full-length project.
How much time did Kevin get?
Maybe he had to go back. He got out and then he had to go back for something else.
How much time did he get, though?
I'm not sure the time.
30 months. It's damn near 3 years. Okay.
All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your Rumor Report.
Okay. Thank you, Miss Yee.